Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We made it to Friday, friends. Welcome in here on KMBZ on this Friday morning. Thanks for being with us. I gotta tell you, I am getting to know the geography of the state of Georgia real well because of the pandemic. Uh-huh. And I'm having a hard time keeping my high school straight and my school district straight now because so many stories have come out of Georgia about masks and people getting in trouble and quarantine and all these things. And the first story that we're gonna talk about was one that broke not too long after we got off the air yesterday. And it has gotten so much national attention.
Yeah, and as you said, I mean, all of this seems to be centered around not only Georgia, but the Atlanta area specifically. And mm-hmm. Georgia is a massively large state. So with all of this action, I mean, obviously the population center is in Atlanta. But yeah, so we had talked about Cherokee County, which is in that area. But the latest news has come out of this Paulding High School. And what happened was, this was very likely the picture that you saw earlier this week, because it was spreading around on social media like crazy, like, oh, here we go, here's Georgia. And it was a picture of a hallway jam-packed with kids, students at the high school, you know, wearing backpacks and all of that. And most of them are facing away from the camera, so it's hard to tell who's wearing a mask and who isn't. But if you really, you know, if you look through it, it doesn't look like much of anybody is. So it was a student, and in fact, there were a couple of them who posted pictures on their own social media sites of their high school because they were concerned about their own safety and the safety of everybody else in the school because nobody was really following the directions that the school had laid out. And therein lies the rub. That's what started the problem. The problem was it was exacerbated yesterday by actions, according to the students, that were taken by the school.
At least two students now have been suspended for sharing images of that hallway with their friends who mostly did not have masks on. And so I'm just looking at the Washington Post version of this story. By the way, this school is about, it's kind of funny, the story described it about an hour from Atlanta. It's really just a northwest suburb of Atlanta, about 15 yeah. miles. But yes, it's about an hour's drive from Atlanta. Facing a fierce online backlash, Paulding County School Superintendent Brian Otak told parents and guardians in a letter that the images didn't look good, but he argued that they lacked context about the 2,000-plus student school where masks are a, quote, personal choice. 15-year-old Hannah Waters wore a mask as she captured the inside of her school. On Wednesday, according to BuzzFeed, she ended up with a 5-day suspension for violating the district's student code of conduct. The rule bars students from using social media during the day or using recording devices without the permission of an administrator. This is what she told BuzzFeed. Not only did schools open, but they have not been safe. Many people are not following CDC guidelines because the county did not make these precautions mandatory. She says she has never violated the code of conduct, said she knew she broke the rules, but thought a 5-day suspension was pretty harsh. There was another anonymous student who also said he had faced disciplinary action for the same reasons.
Yeah, well, and it goes back to, I have a lot of rules that I think apply kind of across the board. And one of them is, if you have to lie about what you're doing, if you have to lie about why you're doing something, you probably shouldn't be doing it. And so let's call this what it is. This is not a kid who got suspended for violating the code of conduct. This is a kid who got suspended for embarrassing the school for them doing something embarrassing.
Yes, this is about, and let me tell you, I mean, this story has been everywhere in the last 24 hours. I mean, it has been everywhere. So yes, this is embarrassing for this district for sure. Suspending the kids doesn't make it less embarrassing.
No.
It doesn't help.
It doesn't solve the problem. It doesn't change anything in those hallways. And, you know, for him to say, well, it lacks the context of our very crowded school. No, that is the context. The point of the story is your very crowded school. And you as the adult, you as the one in charge, you as the administrator, are the one who is supposed to be setting out the rules for that school. And you punted. So when somebody comes along and says, yeah, you had a chance to make a difference and you punted, that's not them breaking the code of conduct. That's them calling you out. And see, that's the thing. When they start to get all, you know, bunged up about this stuff, about, oh, it's the student code of conduct, it's always something like this. It's never, you know, a couple of kids were in the lunchroom and they posed with their bologna sandwiches and put it online and we suspended them. They never do that because that's not embarrassing to the school.
So I want to hear from parents or anybody listening, 576-7798, or you can text in 913-576-7798. They broke the rules. Bottom line, that's what the superintendent says, that they broke the rules and therefore they knew what the code of conduct was, because that's why they make kids sign it every year like a handbook that they have to acknowledge that they received and read. They broke the rules. And so they were suspended for 5 days and they knew what the rules were. But what do you think about the reason? Do you think in this particular case, these two kids should have been suspended for 5 days? We'd love to take your comments, because as we talked about yesterday, kids are in a tough position with this, especially in schools that are not requiring masks, because we have been telling them for 2 months, particularly in cities that have a mask order, like Kansas City, but kids are, you know, particularly the older kids, are aware enough of what's going on in the world that they need to wear masks. Feel free to argue that. I know you will. But the better thing to do to prevent spread of COVID-19 is to wear masks. And kids have been told that constantly for the last 2 months. Well, then you get to school and you see that you are surrounded by kids who are packed tightly in a hallway. They're not social distancing and they're not wearing masks. And a kid is smart enough to know that is not a healthy or safe situation. What are they supposed to do?
Right. And by the way, so now in the middle of a pandemic, wearing a mask for these high school students is quote unquote personal choice. But taking a photograph is a violation of the code of conduct worthy of a suspension.
Right.
Come on. Come on. That's the part that kills me. Now, what I love about this is that the young lady, one of the kids who was suspended, invoked John Lewis, because she described what they did as getting into quote unquote good trouble, and you know, good for her. That's fantastic. Good for you, kid. Go.
So she's going to fight the suspension, and I don't know what's going to happen. Something like this would go to the school board ultimately, and it will be interesting to see if this has any impact on the mask policy for the school. If the board comes out and says, you know, again, it doesn't end well for the school board either way. Either they stick with her suspension and the boy's suspension, and that looks bad because they're holding their ground. If they lift the suspension and don't enforce it, that looks bad for them because it looks like they're not enforcing their own rules. If they stick with the no mask mandate, that's not good, because this picture, then they're standing by this picture, and if they do change it into a mask mandate, it looks like they bowed down to one kid.
You ready for the update?
Oh, there's an update.
7 minutes ago. Minutes ago, out of North Paulding, Georgia, according to the folks at, where did this one come? Oh, this is from a local TV station, Channel 11 in Paulding County, Georgia. Hannah Waters, the 15-year-old North Paulding High School student whose photo of a packed hallway Tuesday generated headlines across the country, said on Twitter, her suspension has been lifted.
Okay.
Problem solved.
Well, that changes. So I just laid out those scenarios.
Uh-huh.
And well, now we know. I would love to see if the, gosh, how do you write that statement? If you're the superintendent and you decide to make a comment about uh-huh. lifting the suspension, because the initial comment about her suspension was pretty strongly worded.
We take this very seriously. Rules. These matters are blah, blah, blah. Yeah, right.
How do you justify now changing it and letting up on the suspension? What do you say to that? And again, schools are, I mean, we're laughing about it. The school was in a tough spot on this one because you can't have rules and not enforce them. And this was them choosing to enforce their rule. Now, for whatever reason, but they stuck to the reason that they had. So what's going to happen now is you're going to have more kids that are going to do this because they still don't have a mask mandate. So kids are going to say, well, she initially got in trouble, but they changed their mind. Now kids are going to do whatever they want.
Yeah, there's a little more to the story. And I want to kind of read through this as we're going through it because I don't want to miss anything.
Well, tell you what, why don't we take a break and we'll give ourselves time to look through it. And I can look at it too. And if you want to get in, 576-7798, or you can text in. We're getting a bunch of texts, so we'll read some of those coming up as well. 1014 here on KMBZ. 1019 here on KMBZ on a Friday morning. We're talking about this story out of Dallas, Georgia, which is a suburb of Atlanta. So this started with a student named Hannah Waters. She's 15. She took a picture in the hallways of her high school of kids crowded together not wearing masks. They don't have a mask mandate there, so that wasn't a violation of the rules. But we've been telling people for months, wear a mask, that'll keep you safe. And she felt like that was not the safe way to be. And she posted it on social media, and as a result, she was suspended for 5 days. And now there's been an update in the story.
Yeah, and that update is that suspension has been lifted. She posted on Twitter this morning, and the Channel 11 in Atlanta has picked this up, that the suspension has been lifted. She said she got a call from the office telling her that the suspension had been lifted. Now, she's still out of school today, but she thanked everybody on Twitter who had supported her and said, you know, without you, this couldn't have gone down this way. But she said she's going to be able to return to school on Monday.
So, yeah, I've not heard an update. There was another, there was a boy, I guess, that BuzzFeed mm-hmm. had talked to who also said he had been suspended for the same thing. We'll see what happens with him.
Would have to figure that, if they're going to lift her suspension over this, that they're going to lift his as well. And, you know, in both of these cases, it's funny because even though they ended up doing the right thing in the long run, this is the school twice bowing to outside pressure.
Right. You know, I mean, right.
What a way to lead. Way to go, guys.
And I want to know like what happens over the course of the next week. Do we have other students then that are going to post these pictures? Because you can't lift her suspension and then punish other kids for doing the same thing. I mean, I guess they can do whatever they want, but will other kids put pressure on the district to do a mask mandate then?
Yeah, and it's funny because years back, you know, a couple of decades ago, these kind of fights all centered around the school newspaper. You know, they reported something in the school newspaper and the school censored them. Well, we had enough of those fights. And so what did they eventually do? They just got rid of all the school newspapers.
That
doesn't happen anymore.
Makes it
so
easy.
But it's the same kind of fight, and it's the same kind of fight that all along should have been allowed. I mean, what she was doing is saying, this is a situation I'm in. Somebody on the text line said, what about things like whistleblower protection? Doesn't really cover this, but I understand the sentiment because it's effectively saying the same thing. So should there be that kind of extension for that? If you're saying, look, they're putting us in danger. This is the dangerous situation that I'm in while I'm in school. Should she be protected for that? I would think so.
Let's go to the phones, 576-7798, or you can text in 913-576-7798. Let's go to Lenexa and talk to Steven on this Friday. Hey, Steven, how's it going?
Hey, guys. Happy rainy weekend out here. Looks like dodging some raindrops.
Good luck.
You know, I think the school district is, this is the argument for charter schools right here. The school district is focusing on the most unimportant item in this story is that some kid violated a minor rule and is suspended for 5 days. They shouldn't be wasting their time or energy on this. They should be giving their energy and resources to making sure those kids have a mask in that hallway inside the school. I don't care. Just take $10 of your own money and start buying those little crappy cheap masks. I mean, you got kids in danger here, and these school district employees are diddling over which 5-day suspension should be enforced. I mean, we're never going to beat this thing unless we get proactive instead of reactive. We're never going to achieve anything. I mean, you have to use your brains if you're a leader and in charge of someone in a school. You know, just stick somebody out there and have them hand out masks.
Do you remember high school?
Well, yeah, I know, but I mean,
who used their brains?
this is more serious. Remember they used to have drills where we duck and cover from the communist nuclear weapons. I mean, everybody took that seriously. We didn't think that was actually going to happen, but you know, we all did it. I mean, these kids. I know they're world weary. They all have cell phones, but just for crying out loud, give them a paper. Give them a paper mask and let's not focus on who's getting suspended, you know, and trying to make this into a contest to who's the most aware Cub reporter. I mean, I just wonder sometimes if we ever have a real crisis in this country, if we ever have a real, I mean, I'm talking not like, you know, wear your mask. I'm talking like an invasion from, you know, wherever. I don't think most of these people will be able to cope. You know, it's just, If we ever have a real sort of emergency where people really have to do something, I mean, I'm beginning to wonder at this point, if you can't wear a mask in a hallway in a global pandemic when you go back to school. I mean, I think it's the internet. I think it's a lot of things. I think it's social media, maybe, but I don't know, man. This just baffles
it's,
me.
It's my freedoms. That's what it is. It's protecting my freedoms.
I walked up the hill 2 miles in a
uphill both ways. Yep.
That's right, both ways to go to basketball practice.
All right, Stephen, thank
that's
you.
That's my get off my lawn rant today.
You got it. Well, I'll be the old man yelling at the cloud down the way from you. Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks a lot for the call.
Still don't know how that relates to charter schools, but whatever.
Say what?
I still don't know what that had to do with charter schools, but okay. I'll concede the point.
Do you think this district will end up changing its mind and do a mask mandate as a result of this?
I think it's going to be hard for them because of the fight that's going on between the governor of Georgia and the mayor of Atlanta. I think that they're looking at that and going, okay, the governor's already suing the mayor. Do we really want to step into that and have to deal not only with the governor, but have to deal with parents who are going to start screaming at us and all of that? I mean, look at what they did. They bent to the will of outsiders twice in the space of a couple of days. Do you think they really want to get those kinds of phone calls from people who are going to start screaming at them? You know, who actually have kids that go to that school? I would doubt it. I think that they're going to probably strenuously recommend. I think they're going to start, you know, really doing as much as they can to urge people to go ahead and wear them. But I don't think they're going to pass a mandate unless and until the state of Georgia does. And then they'll go back and say, well, we didn't do it.
Let's get another caller on here before we go to news. We will go to Waldo next and talk to Fran. Hi, Fran. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you for taking my call and good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I have a real simple way, no fancy talking about masks, etc. Why don't we just charge the school authorities $100 each for every child not wearing a mask and $100 for every child not social distancing?
That would change things. who's going to do it, though? Yeah, but I understand the sentiment. Yeah, make them pay for it.
Well, you know, because this is not something ho-hum. This is a real threat.
Yeah, sure. Well, and what do you do? Forget even just the kinds of esoteric things like social distancing and mask wearing. I mean, what are they going to do when they start having cases pop up? And, you know, you want to talk about finding them. How about finding them by the case?
Oh, all right. That'll be good. I have something I want to say, and I don't know if I'm smart enough to express myself verbally. I am sickened by the message we are giving our young people. We're creating snowflakes. They are so indoctrinated to believe that they must enjoy themselves at all times, and being forced to stay home and not pass this germ around, it's driving me crazy. I'm depressed. Isn't that silly?
It is, and I think you expressed yourself beautifully. Thank you very much for the call. Sounds really smart to me. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot for getting in.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.